time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru back at another week on MSONewsports.com. What's up, Nick?
Not much. What's going on?
A lot. A very lot. We got one team standing left, and that is the Andover girls basketball team, number one seed in Division One, earning their spot in the state finals. That is going to be, that game is actually on tonight, Friday night. They're not doing any Saturday action there. So I think in the other show I was wrong. I was expecting a whole Saturday day of basketball state finals. Mm-hmm. Not the case. Friday, March 17th, tonight, the time of this recording, time of this published, 7:30, Songa Center in Lowell. Andover knows that place very well. The place they lost in the state finals last year got a chance to go back to the same spot and get it done. Their opponent, Bishop Feehan, number two seed versus the number one seed in Andover. What a game.
Conference rival of the two North Shore teams we talked a lot about on the other show.
That's right.
Catholic Central.
Yeah. And the other one, Nick, we almost had was North Andover. What a mighty effort.
Yeah.
The Scarlet Knights.
Number nine seed
getting to the Final Four, losing to Needham. Ran out of gas, 60-43, and it's going to be Needham versus North High. North High we've been hearing a lot about all year. They beat Lawrence, mm-hmm. and they earned a spot with a 64-57 win over Newton North. So Newton North is a team that really brought their big boy pants, didn't they?
I want to say in the preseason, they were kind of had that billing. You know, they were like the team to beat, and then they lost a couple early and kind of flew under the radar a bit. And then, you know, come tournament time, they showed why everyone thought they were so good at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, seven seed, and they end up knocking off Lawrence convincingly, 67. Oh, excuse me. Not convincingly at all. 1-point win, 55-54. And then they convincingly beat Lynn English the next game. My goodness. 52-38, earning a trip against North High, and they lost by seven to them. And then North High and Needham going to duke it out. But our focus is on Andover. We're going to talk more about them in the last segment. And also in girls basketball, Nick, you know, technically it's not just one team left. It is two. The Drakett Middies are also in the big game. Drakett Lady Middies getting there in Division Two. We were so hyped up on Andover, Nick, that we just kind of glossed over this one, but look at them. Drakett playing Foxborough, Eastern Mass classic matchup in the finals, Division Two. That's at the Songa Center, TBD time and day. They got there by beating Medfield 50-47. And the Drake, we had them on too, remember? We had those girls on earlier this season. It was a lot of fun, and we looked forward to seeing how they would do in the tournament, and look what they did. The number six seed, 16-6, coming into the tournament, and has just had an incredible run. Notre Dame, they beat Effingham 77-49. Nashua Regional, they beat 60-44. Neshoba Regional, excuse me. Then they went on to beat Wakefield, always a tough one there, 43-38, Wakefield of the Middlesex League. And then they got on to the Final Four to play Medfield. They won 50-47. So good luck to Drakett. After we break, we're going to talk with the great Tom King, Nick.
Excellent.
Yes.
He's got a ton of stuff to talk to us about.
Oh, yeah. Nashua Telegraph legend Tom King. All over the place, Tom King. We hear him on WEEI. He's on the North Shore. He's more known for the North Shore. The Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
Natural.
Right? And he is going to get us up to speed on all that is the Granite State, Southern New Hampshire, all of New Hampshire. He has a great view of what's going on up there. They already finished their state title games last weekend. He's going to give us the scoop on that and tell us everything we need to know. He had some nice nice teams in his coverage area doing great. Bishop Gurton had a couple state titles. We'll talk about that. Talk about all things New Hampshire. Get a little preview of spring, too, he's going to give us. So we love our seasonal talk with Tom King of the Nashua Telegraph, and that is going to be next after the break.
Football season is here, and Sullivan Tire and Auto Service kicks things off in a big way with our exclusive Go Pats Tire Sale. Score big with incredible savings on Bridgestone tires. Save $70 instantly, plus $30 off installation with the purchase of four eligible Bridgestone tires, up to $100 in savings. Bridgestone, the official tire of the New England Patriots. This sale runs all the way through December 10th. A super opportunity to save on Bridgestone tires. See SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there. Go Patriots!
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self-Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, back at it. Dominic Castro, Nick Kukru, team of Nick and Nick here with our repeat offender here, repeat guest, Tom King, Nashua Telegraph sports editor. What's going on, Tom?
Well, what's going on is, or what was going on, were the entire tournament season, which ended yesterday on Sunday with a epic, you know, locally with an epic game in terms of the Bishop Gurton girls. It was quite a weekend for basketball. It was quite a weekend for Bishop Gurton. Guys, they won three straight state titles in about a 30-hour period. So that's not bad. They won two hockey titles, boys and girls, and then the girls basketball team wrapped it up. And get this, boys hockey won on a overtime penalty shot. You don't see those calls. No.
I've never seen that. So he must have been on a clear breakaway then. The kid
he
must
was
have
on a breakaway. He got hung up, which probably would have been a penalty. But the second kid threw the stick at the puck.
Oh, wow. Man. Yeah, that's automatic.
And that puts it, you know, and Logan Vogel, a senior on Bishop Gurton, scored the, he took the penalty shot and flipped in a backhander, you know, over the goalie's shoulder, gets the goal, and BG wins it over rival Bedford, BG boys. The BG girls, they won 3-2 over a co-op team. We had a lot of co-op teams in girls hockey. Portsmouth Oyster River emerged for a team. They beat them 3-2. I would have expected a more, you know, maybe a little bit more of a spread. They beat them 6-3 during the season. But Jenna Lynch is their big star at Gurton. They kept Jenna Lynch, who had 5 goals in the semis, they kept her off the board in terms of goals. but she did set up two pretty goals with great assists. And that, you know, helped them out. They led, they were down 1-0, took a 2-1 lead, led 3-1 in the third. Portsmouth Oyster River close to 3-2, and Girton hung on. So another good game. That was a 10 in the morning, 10 a.m. game on Saturday. That'll wake you up pretty fast, right?
Wow, how do you get up? How do you get up for a state title game at 10 in the morning? That's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, luckily for me, there were no games on Friday and not many regional or national stuff. So I was able to post the section and be done by 8:30, 9 o'clock. So I didn't have to worry about a late night. But the game, besides that penalty shot, the game of the weekend, the Bishop Girton girls playing Bedford, which is their big rival in girls basketball. Last year, they beat Bedford in the final, down 7, with just under 4 to play. They rallied to win thanks to a player by the name of Brooke Paquette. She's from Drake at Mass, but she goes to Girton. She scored 21 points in the game and really led the charge down the last 3.5 minutes of that game a year ago. Girton wins it 48-46. Well, they enter the final quarter Sunday against Bedford down 10. 38-28.
Oh, no, they did it again.
And they did it again.
Oh, how do you sit with that if you're Bedford? How do you?
I don't know. And Paquette, what Girton did, great, great strategy. What Girton did was Bedford's got this 6'4 center who was giving their problems all game. Paquette was having a hard time scoring. She's 5'8, she's a point guard. They decided to post her down low, take their center, move her outside. And of course, Bedford center followed her out. Paquette had about 5 drives to the hoop where she had an height edge on the guard. 2-1. It was unbelievable. And she scored 24 points in the game, 14 in the final quarter. Girton went 13-17 from the line in the final quarter. And they win the game going away 51-45.
Yikes. Wow. So is that now, that's 3 Girton teams winning the state title. Did they, from the Nashua Telegraph perspective, did they have to share a front page of the sports page, or was it different days?
Well, we're online.
Oh, just online. So okay.
We're online. So what I'm doing now is I'm writing the weekend, the wrap-up for next weekend's print edition.
Oh, gotcha.
So online, guys. I had 3 hockey games, championship hockey games on Saturday, because we had Merrimack, where you are right now, we had Merrimack boys in the finals. And that was the 3rd game of the day, and they lost. So the top 3 stories are through the 3 finals, right? And then yesterday, the Girton girls had it all to themselves. So what they're going to do when they put together the weekend print edition, I'll send that all in and they'll sort that out, but it'll be all Girton. But all 3 would have been on a, if it was a daily paper, all 3 would have been on a break page, I'm sure. Would have been on a cover. But I mean, the basketball game, I did the game on national ETV, and just, you couldn't believe it. I mean, it was just unbelievable. You know, I kept saying all game, Brooke Paquette's got to take this game over. She is a real gamer. I mean, in a close game, she's going to come through. Yeah. So I was thinking, when's it going to happen? And then down 10 going into the final quarter, I did not think it was going to happen.
It was 8 minutes, 8 minute quarters?
8 minute quarters.
That's tough. I mean, that's 10 points.
Same thing. I'm looking over at the Bedford bench, and I'm seeing the same look that I saw a year ago. You know, if there's anything that I could question, Bedford's got a 6'4 kid who just was, you know, they couldn't stop her in the first quarter. She ended up with 15 points. This kid should have scored 30. They should have posted her up constantly. And I don't know why they didn't. They also had a sophomore who's 6'2", and she was getting good looks too. She ended up with 15. And you know, Girton coach Brad Creek told me after the game, he said, if we could have held them to 30 total, we would have been in good shape. And that's exactly what they did. But they were down, you know, they were down 12 at one point during this game. And it just, and couldn't, put a dent. They were down 23-14 at the half. Couldn't put a dent in the lead in the third quarter. And I just thought, this is it. And then the assistant coaches went to Creek and said, hey, let's try something. Let's post up Paquette for maybe a half a dozen possessions until they catch on. And it worked. Yeah. So a great tournament season. We had the two national boys basketball teams in the Division I semis. They both lost. The North boys lost to Pinkerton. Pinkerton Academy's got a 6'9" kid named Jackson Marshall. He scored 36 points.
In the semifinal. Wow.
Yeah. And Nashua South lost to Bedford. Bedford had a chance this weekend to win three titles, but they only won one out of three. Nashua South lost to Bedford in their semi. I don't know. The two Nashua teams in the fourth quarter, in what was a sauna in Exeter, very hot in that gym, only combined for 15 points in their fourth quarters. So that's how you lose a semifinal.
Why was it so hot? What were they pulling, an old Boston Garden trick? Trying to.
That's just the way it was. I mean, it was a neutral floor, so I mean, I don't know, but it's just brutal. But when you can only score, North only scored 8, South only scored 7. When you can only do that in a fourth quarter, you're not gonna win a game, okay. You know. And Pinkerton beat. We don't cover either Pinkerton or Bedford, but Pinkerton lost to Bedford rather. Bedford won the boys' title last night, final game of the winter season. They held Marshall to 15 points, or 16 points. And Bedford went on to win 66-56. So they beat Pinkerton in the championship game. So, you know, a busy time, guys. I mean, Nick, I don't know what you're going through in Massachusetts. I know they're still going on. So
opposite of you, though. I got wiped out. Nobody made it out of the second round for me. So nobody got out of the Sweet 16. So I've been fresh out of teams for a week. Yeah.
Wow, that's a luxury.
Yeah.
That's a luxury.
Put it this way.
But talk to me this time next week. It won't be as much of a luxury. I wish I had that extra week of content.
Yeah. But here's the deal. Here's the deal. Nick at the Gloucester Daily Times, you know, this gives them a chance to write some stories that people are going to like share far and wide. In fact, I already saw the 1993 30-year anniversary hockey team from Gloucester being shared all over Facebook. So, you know, there you go.
There you go.
They probably wouldn't
go back in those files and pull them out. With me, what I usually do is I let the All-State teams come out. So that takes up some room, but I don't do them all at once. Here's your D1 boys today. Here's your D1 girls tomorrow. You know, just keep
spread them out.
Keep spreading them out. We've got other stories. We've got other stories that I'll be working on as well to try to fill the content. Also organize the all-star teams. I'll tell you what, guys, though. And Nick, you probably agree, and Dom, you'll agree too. I mean, anytime you go into a tournament and you come out with a championship team, odds are seniors are going to be writing the story, right? You win with seniors, and that's pretty much the case of what Girton did. They had seniors. The Girton hockey team, the boys hockey team, had 14 seniors on it. The Girton girls basketball team had 8 seniors on it.
They won two in a row.
The Girton girls hockey team had a few seniors, but they had one senior in Jenna Lynch, who was who scored the 5 in the semis. And she was she's the best state's best player. So you win with talent, you win with seniors, and I think that's how it all ends up. So very rarely do you have a senior dominated team that loses in the early rounds, although it can happen. We had one basketball team in Division II that I thought was going to make it to at least the semis, and that was Sauhegan. They got upset by the 14th seed in the tournament. So they were the third seed. They got knocked off in the first round at home at the buzzer.
Yeah, but Tom, we had Tom King here, National Telegraph. How does New Hampshire rank the teams for the tournament? How do they put seeds on the teams?
They go basically, it's almost like division standings.
Just record,
So it's all record. It's all record. What they do is they go rating, and rating is basically percentage. But they also have to count. If you play a team outside your division, you get less points for winning that game if you beat them.
So it sounds similar, Nick, right? To our to Mass.
Yeah, sounds along the same
lines. Barely similar. Mm-hmm. And there's a 70% rule. 70%, you know, there's a chart that tells you if you have so many teams in your league, in your division, then so many teams make the tournament.
Yeah.
So that's how they do it. Now, don't forget, guys, in Massachusetts, you have separate leagues, right? So that's all that, so then they have to get together and rate everything and seed everything. In New Hampshire, you know, your league is your division. Your state title. Mm-hmm. It's all one league for
So there's no like Catholic Conference West.
There's nothing like that.
Yeah.
So it's very easy to do it, very easy to get all that done.
Well, I'll give you a great example of where that comes in is the Lynn Classical girls basketball team was 20-0, and they were ranked 36 out of 42 teams.
Oh, my God.
and they got bounced in the first round.
Got bounced right away.
Yeah, there you go, right? So they're playing tougher competition. That's it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the schedule that all – now – what some good teams, really good teams, and I mean really good teams, like this Bishop Gerton team, the girls team that went 21, they ended up going 21-0. What they'll do is, okay, how many games in state do we have to play to qualify for the tournament? They'll play that minimum or close to it in case it's 12. They'll play that minimum. And what they did was they played 6 out-of-state games. So that really helped them get better. And some of them were easier wins than I thought would be. And some of them, you know, went down to the final quarter. You're up 3 or 4 going into the final quarter, and they pull away for the win. They won them all. They played Drakett. They played Wachusett Regional, which is very good.
I think both of them might be still around in Mass. I'm pretty sure Drake is.
Right. They played Bishop Fien, who I think is still around. I'm not sure in Mass. Mm-hmm. So they played some tough out of state games.
Yeah, Drake in Final Four for girls.
In New Hampshire, in even in Division I girls too. Basketball, there weren't many teams that could match up with them.
Mm-hmm.
So why play a team you're going to blow away by 30 points or 40 points? For example, they didn't play either national public school team, and they usually have a rivalry with those teams. They didn't play them this year because they knew that the competition just wasn't going to be there. So why waste a night like that? No offense to the national teams, but they're both rebuilding.
Yeah.
So why waste a night beating a team by 40 points when you can get really good competition and toughen up your team? Yeah. It always has helped them. They've done that the last 4 or 5 years, and it's really helped them come tournament time. You could see the difference.
Yeah, Tom, you mentioned earlier a Drakett player. What team was that from? Drakett born player.
That's Brooke Paquette.
So it was the girls' basketball. So was,
yeah, in fact, her father used to coach Drakett High.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
girls' basketball. Now he was an assistant on this team.
Okay, and they actually played Drakett. So she played her hometown.
And they played Drakett last year. They lost to Drakett on a layup at the buzzer, and this year they beat him by I think 10 or 12 points.
Yeah, well, that's convincing. Drakett's a D2 semifinalist right now.
Yeah.
At the time of this,
then they're playing tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah. Are they? Yeah. Well, they won't be playing tomorrow. I guarantee you that.
Yeah. And Wachusett is a semifinalist for D1.
Yep, as is Bishop Fien, semifinalist for D1.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, every time Gerton was playing some of these teams, they were highly ranked in the top 2 or 3 in state.
Yeah.
You know, in the rankings. In the subjective rankings. Nothing that was, you know, like computerized rankings or whatever. You know, depending on what hoop, you know, a media outlet was doing them or anything else. So, I mean, they had games where, you know, they were, you know, going to play tough teams. They played a tough private school in Connecticut, Mercy High School. And in fact, a year ago, they beat Mercy and they felt Mercy was a Division I caliber team, but Matt, the New Hampshire basketball committee ruled that Mercy didn't have enough Division I teams in Connecticut on their schedule, so they Gerton didn't get as many points for beating them, and they ended up being a lower seed. You know, they ended up, you know, and it cost them, I believe, it cost them a home court in the quarterfinals.
Yeah,
and they went on to win that game as well. So, I mean, you never know. I mean, They don't care the way that they've played over the years. They don't care where they're seated. They'll play anybody wherever they have to play them, and then eventually get to a neutral court in the semis and fun.
Now, with those BG, that trifecta of state titles, Tom, do any of those have, besides, well, of course, girls basketball won last year. We know that.
Right.
The other two, is it like long time coming, haven't won in a while kind of thing? Or
yeah, well, let's see. Boys hockey hadn't won a title since 2015, hadn't been to the finals since 2016.
Okay.
Girls hockey actually won 2 years ago.
Hmm.
And Lynch was the player of the year, the senior who helped win it. She was the player of the year 2 years ago.
As a sophomore, wow.
Right. So, it's funny. She's going to Western New England to play next year. She was a junior hockey player. And during the COVID year of 2021, there were no junior teams playing. Or if they were, they were a limited schedule. And it wasn't until the spring. Girton and the NHIAA, it was still going to have its winter season. And so was Girton. So she ended up saying, you know what, I'll play for my school. So she played for her high school, and she fell in love with the idea of playing for her high school. So juniors during the high school season was out the next 3 years.
Mm.
So she said that glad she made that decision. They lost in the semifinals in 2000, in last year, and then they won it this year. I wish more kids would do that. She said that she just loved playing with her friends, playing in front of her classmates and her teachers in the stands. She said that that was what she loved.
Yeah.
This is a kid who could play, ultra high level hockey. It worked out for them. And so 2 out of 3, it'll be interesting to see how they do next year without her. And here's another interesting point, guys. She didn't play in their quarterfinal game because, and Nick, you probably have experienced this as well.
Mm-hmm.
It was school vacation week.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
She took the class Florida. Trip to Germany.
Oh, class trip. Okay.
Ah, okay.
Ooh, who booked that trip?
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know all the details, whether she knew ahead of time. So they have a Facebook page. I check it out every once in a while, and she's prominent on there. So she posted on there, it's quarterfinal night. Let's go, BG, all that. And I'll be cheering you on from Germany. And I looked at that and go, whoa. So a team they beat 9-0. They only beat 3-2.
Oh, in the quarters. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And they were up 2-0. And I go, oh, they're going to do fine. They won't miss her. And Keen came back and tied it 2-2. And Girton scored a goal in the third period to win it 3-2 and hung on at the end, like most hockey teams have to do.
How much a result of a high school hockey game would change the reactions of people in that town. If they lose that game, Tom, at the next school committee meeting or something,
it's a private school.
Well, there's no school committee, right? So
it would have been a bigger story had they lost, obviously, and everything else. But you know what? Think of how she would have felt.
Yeah.
Right? She would have felt horrible.
Yeah, she would have. Yeah, and it's not her fault. She's trying
to. No, they went in as the top seed, but she would have felt horrible. But you know what? I mean, you got to make a decision. These kids can't make that decision. I don't know if, it's not a required trip.
Yeah.
So you wonder,
right. And there's a lot that goes into that.
After she scored the semifinal, the 5 goals in the semis, I said, well, you know what? They won this game. Let me ask her. And she said that, she had all the faith in her team to be able to win that game. So she took the trip and they knew she was going.
Yeah.
I'm
thinking when I was on the Little League board in Swampscott, Mass.
Yep.
We had the kids before the season sign affidavits practically.
Wow.
That about vacation, because we didn't want them on the list of candidates to select an all-star team if they were going to Honolulu or something.
Summertime, right?
Right. Anyway,
crime families go away. You know, I mean, we get the college, the summer college team, Wooden Bat League, the Silver Knights. And a couple of years ago, they had a prominent player that missed a week of the season because his family was going away. And they told him he had to go away with them. You know, and he came back and they ended up helping them win a title in, you know, a couple of years. It was 2 or 3 years ago. So, I mean, it's always an issue in high school during February vacation week. It's always going to be an issue. You're going to see, you know, especially at some of the more prominent schools that, you know, can afford to put together, you know, and get kids to fundraise and get and be able to take these trips during that.
She went to Germany and she only missed one game.
Well, the tournament didn't start until there was a preliminary round that they got a bye because they were the top seed.
Okay.
She just missed. She didn't have to play. She didn't have to play in the prelim, which was on a Tuesday, and the final, the quarterfinals were on a Friday. Okay. So she hadn't. Mm-hmm. She was coming back, I think, the next day or the day after. Yeah. So, you know, there you go. You know.
Tom, off the top of your head, with those Bishop Gurton champions, can you think of any Merrimack Valley-based players like that are from, you know, Lawrence or anything like that? Off the top of your head, I know you wish the ADs would supply you with rosters with towns next to them. I don't know if they do up there, but is that the case? Do you remember any?
Gurton's got a girls player, also Olivia Murray. I believe she's from Northern Mass, but I'm not sure where.
Which one?
Yeah. So they've got some others that, you know, they come from all over there. There's, I think, only one Nashua kid that was on BG, but Lynch, the hockey player, was from up here. She's from Brookline, New Hampshire. Okay. So, yeah. So, you know, you've got them from all over. There's a couple, I do believe Murray's from the Merrimack Valley area, but I can't substantiate that for sure. So
we'll look into it. Have her on as a guest if she is.
Paquette would be good. She's a Drakett kid.
Good.
Yeah. And the father is you know, Mike. I believe his name is Mike. Mike Paquette. Coach Drakett High. And then there was an opening on the BG staff, I think, 2 or 3 years ago, and he grabbed it. You know, I think Brad Creek, the head coach, asked him if he'd come on and be an assistant.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be something, Nick, if Drakett High wins it all? And then we have her on as well, winning it up at BG.
The double Drakets.
Yeah.
She's going to Stonehill next year. She'll be playing at Stonehill. Good soccer player, too. Won it all as a junior. And then they lost in the quarterfinals as a senior. So I asked her. I did a big feature on her before a year and a half ago, before they won the state title in soccer. She was a junior, but she was clearly the best player. And she said that basketball is her game and soccer she plays basically to just keep in shape for basketball. She's that talented of an athlete. Very, very highly competitive kid. So is Jenna Lynch. So you win with those types of kids. You know, you really do. So Nashua North in basketball had a chance, I thought, to win the state title. They had all the ingredients, except a lot of, you know, they didn't have anybody to match up with the big kid that Pinkerton had. But they had a player named Trevor Lebrecht, who probably, you know, who averaged 20 points a game. He plays against Nashua South on a Saturday in late January. Goes up for a shot, it gets blocked. He comes down and his foot gets caught on the mat, just underneath the mat that the cheerleaders had behind along the baseline. And he goes down, he tweaks his knee. So he spends 2 weeks rehabbing it and working it and getting it back in shape. And then he goes and plays against Alvern, which is in Hudson. It's the public school in Hudson. Goes and plays a game. And I was at it on a Friday. And I was at both games. I was at it on a Friday night, February 10th, Super Bowl weekend. Goes up for a shot, comes down, crashes to the floor, to the hardwood. Limps off the court, has to be helped off the court, and very despondent. Was able to walk a little bit later. Turns out he tore his ACL. Done for the year. You know, didn't get the diet, you know, was working to come back, and then it wasn't getting any better, and they got the diagnosis the night before the last regular season game that he had the torn ACL.
Yeah.
They missed him. They missed him a lot in the semifinal game. He had torched Pinkerton for 31 the year before. They hadn't played Pinkerton this year, and they could have used him from the outside. He would have helped them out a little bit and prevented the big kid from being such a dominant force.
Well, cool, Tom King. Tom King, one of the only guests that runs out our free Zooms here. That's why we have you on, so you do all the work for us.
That's it. If it's free, it's for me, so I'll do it. Yep. I'll fill the time. Don't worry about it.
So that's good, Tom. I guess we can wrap things up with, you know, a final question about looking ahead real quick is if you had a state title contender in your area for the spring, who would it be?
I got to give that some thought. In lacrosse, hands down, it's Bishop Girt. They are the lacrosse factory, and they probably should win the title. They've got four goaltenders who could start for any team in the state. So they'd be in the area, in my mind, they'd be a solid team. They may be good in baseball as well. I've got to check on, you know, I got to start working on the previews, things like that. We had one school last year win two titles in one day. Hollis won in baseball, and they also won in boys volleyball on the same Saturday. So I don't know. Most of those teams, senior oriented, a lot of graduation, everything else. So I'd have to take a look and see. I think Sauhegan in Amherst, New Hampshire, has a shot. They'd be a contender in Division II. But I'd have to go through it and see who's loaded and who's not. But last year, I thought we had a chance for a couple of titles, and they didn't come through. So I think most of those teams lost their seniors. So we'll see.
Another one of those differentiators, Nick, from Massachusetts, boys volleyball.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. New Hampshire. Yep.
Not spring popular. Sport.
Spring sport, New Hampshire. Yep. One division. It's just like girls hockey. Not enough teams play it to have two divisions or three divisions. One division only.
Yep. Cool. Tom King, he's with the Nashua Telegraph, and he joins us once again. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Can't thank you enough, TK.
No problem, guys.
All right. Have a good one. We will talk to you about 3 months in June.
Yes, three months and about, I'd say about 35 degrees warmer. And
hopefully.
Yeah.
But it's 6:03 and I look outside, it's still daylight out. So that's a good thing.
6:03 and the 6:03. You got to love it.
Exactly. All right.
Tom, thanks for coming on again. Appreciate it, buddy.
No problem. Great to see you guys.
All right. We are going to finish up the show with our Merrimack Valley Winter Sports Report after the break.
Tis the season for amazing holiday savings at Sullivan Tire and Auto Service. With so many traveling this season, it makes sense to outfit your vehicle with top quality winter or all season tires. Save big on tires from Continental, General, Michelin, BF Goodrich, and more. Save on snow tires too. And make an appointment now for expert maintenance. Our ASE certified technicians do it all. Don't miss the annual holiday tire savings event. See SullivanTire.com. Gift cards available at all Sullivan Tire locations. We're always here to get you there.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dominic Heschner-Cooper, finishing things up here on MSONewsSports.com. That was Tom King, National Telegraph, always a great listen. Knows his stuff, Nick, in New Hampshire now, doesn't he?
Yeah, sure does. He has it all covered.
He does. Great guy, very knowledgeable. And yeah, even like I was mentioned earlier, he's on EEI. He has good Patriots takes too. I don't know how he finds time to like watch the Patriots too, but
exactly.
Yeah, he gets down there like, you know, in their spring workouts and stuff and preseason. Like he's when he can, he gets down to Foxborough. He's an animal. But the focus for this segment is Andover girls basketball. Mm-hmm. Last team we talked, Nick, all winter about the Merrimack Valley. And I don't think it would have been a bold prediction to say Andover would be the last team standing. Andover girls basketball.
Yeah, they were number one all year. And now they got the chance to, finish it off. Impressive. It sounded like they got a real fight from Wachusett. It's always good. Those championship teams always got to fight through at least one game that can go either way.
Yeah.
At least one.
61-57 win over Wachusett, and that gets them into the finals where they will face Bishop Feehan, 7:30 Songa Center tonight, Friday, March 17th. What a day. It is St. Patty's Day weekend. Is that St. Patty's Day itself?
Yeah, the Friday? St. Patrick's Day itself.
They're hoping for the luck of the Irish. Oh, my God. I can't tell you how many cheesy leads I've had in my hockey night in Boston, hockey state finals coverage.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you got to throw them out there sometimes.
In a city where luck flows deep from Irish heritage, the goalie was super lucky on this day, you know, something stupid like that. But yeah, so Alan Habino's team, multiple Merrimack Valley Sports Desk guest. We've always appreciated his time. And we had the girls' captains on too, right, Nick? And the girls earlier in the season. Mm-hmm. That was great. And we're going to see them in the state finals with a chance to win it where they lost last year, won it in the COVID year. It's co-champs. And so this is the third straight year they're at the end. I mean, that's success. Mm-hmm. That's success. Nick, Andover girls basketball, not the only team like we've been saying. Of course, we mentioned earlier in the show and are mentioning here again, they are worthy and of the nod to mention again, baby. We love those Drake It Lady Middies, Drake It Division II girls basketball. Hey, we could have a Merrimack Valley sweep by the time this weekend is over in Division I and II girls basketball, Andover in one, of course, and Drake It in two. We had those Drake It captains on earlier in the season. They were great. Loved them. And they just had an incredible run, and they get to play Foxborough in the finals. Drake It with a chance to pull off the Division II state title. Wachusett Regional, big win. Feehan beats Woburn 53-47. I know Andover Woburn had a tough matchup, right? So Woburn's always been competitive for girls, representing the Middlesex County League very well. What is it called? Middlesex League? Not a county
league. Yeah, Middlesex League. Yeah, yep.
And the ML. Yep. So that's a number one and two. Want to give major props, Nick, to North Andover boys who made it all the way to the semis. Yeah,
almost did it. They were kind of the Cinderella run, that 9 seed.
Yeah.
With the 8 seed.
I mean, the let me see. Boys Division 2.
Sorry, they were the 8 seed.
8 seed, okay. Yeah, great run. Who was it? Paul Tanglis, we had on. He was the coach. We had him on. We're getting the right people on the show, aren't we?
I'd say.
But I would not have predicted them to be the last boys team standing in the Merrimack Valley.
Oh yeah, especially Central Catholic and Andover, and who was Red Hot, and Lawrence, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, Lawrence, number 2 seed. Central Catholic, number 4 seed, gone. And, you know, North Andover gets in, 8 seed Andover. They were in, but they lost to Springfield Central. And then North Andover beat Springfield Central. So great season for them. It looks like going back to the Andover girls, Anna Foley and Amelia Hanscom were the stepped it up in that second half. Hector Longo, the Eagle Tribune, called it they should go straight to the AHS Girls Hoop Hall of Fame for the second half efforts.
Well, here's a stat from Anna Foley, from Hector Longo, courtesy of Alan Habino. Anna Foley, 12 assists and 8 field goals, and Andover made 24 field goals on the night.
Woo!
So we know who the offense goes through.
Yeah. Man. Now Andover, 25-0, Nick.
Wow.
25-0, number 2 Bishop Feehan. They're playing. I would say they're battle tested. I think they're ready to go.
Oh, for sure.
All right. So this is our kind of like our second to last winter sports report for Merrimack Valley. It's a good one. It's a fun one. And all eyes will be on Andover. Let's say we're going to get them on the show next week, no matter what happens. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll get Habino in, maybe the girls, maybe both of them, and do Habino one segment, the girls the next. We'll figure out something. But all right, we got to go for now, Nick. Anything else?
No, I'm good.
All right, awesome. Glad we can have the state tourney preview show for you. Thank you for listening, MSONewsSports.com. Thanks to our sponsors and Kelly Media, it runs the show. All right, Nick, see you later, buddy. Have a good one.